Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And we are going to look at Exodus chapter 26 on the last day of this month, verses 1 through 18 in the World English Bible. And again, this is the Lord speaking to Moses about the tabernacle and the instruments in the tabernacle. World English Bible, this is what it says. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, with cherubim. You shall make them with the work of a skillful workman. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and all the curtains shall have one measure. 5 curtains shall be coupled together to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. You shall make loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain from the edge in the coupling, and you shall do likewise on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second coupling. You shall make 50 loops in the one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops in the edge of the curtain that is in the second coupling. The loops shall be opposite one another. You shall make 50 clasps of gold and couple the curtains to one another with the clasps. The tabernacle shall be a unit. You shall make curtains of goat's hair for a covering over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain shall be 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall have one measure. You shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and shall double over the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of one curtain that is outermost in the coupling, and 50 on the edge of the curtain which is outermost in the second coupling. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze and put the clasps into the loops and couple the tent together that it may be one. The overhanging part that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. The cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other side of that which remains in the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on this side and on that side, to cover it. You shall make a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of sea cow hides above. You shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. There shall be 2 tenons in each board joined to one another. Thus you shall make for all the boards of the tabernacle. You shall make 20 boards for the tabernacle for the south side southward. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, last time I read through the Bible, which was recently, I had to look all of this up because in the past, what I've done when I've read these particular passages is I've gotten out my sketchbook and drawn them because it just helped me to understand the dimensions and how the temple looked. But this is the one thing that caught me by surprise: sea cow hides or seal hides. And I'm like, wow, that's just so random, but it makes sense. Like, I would imagine that a sea cow hide is really good about keeping rain out. And so, Lord, thank you for thinking of everything when it comes to building the tabernacle and making it airtight. This is a giant tent, but it's a tent that does not leak. It's a tent that is covered over with skin and hide so that there is no water. And so, Lord, you are concerned about all different aspects of this tabernacle. And in a similar way, you are concerned over every aspect of our own tabernacle. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, we pray that we would honor you in our bodies, that we would honor you in the way that we live in our bodies, that we would embody you, that we would treat other people the way we would like to be treated. And Lord, I also just pray about those pesky habits that we know we're supposed to have, to take care of our bodies, to eat well, to exercise, to get outside, to do all the things that are beneficial to us. Lord, give us the gumption and the energy to do that. And also teach us the power of discipline and habits when it comes to following you and loving you and also taking care of ourselves. Lord, I kind of see it like a stewardship thing, that I can steward my body, because the more I steward my body, not that I'm in control necessarily, because I know that you are in control of everything, but that the healthier I am on this earth, the more opportunity I have to worship you, to minister to you, and to minister to others. And so, Lord, help us to keep our temple in good shape, and so that we can serve you better with reverence, with awe, with joy, with verve, with vitality, Lord. We pray that. And I pray for my friend today who might feel sick, and I just pray you would heal them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Deborah Ann Saint. She's written a book called The Elephant Gospel and also co-written a book called Are You Willing? You can find out more about The Elephant Gospel and get 5 free SoundCloud chapters. So in other words, audio of the book, as well as you'll find links to buy and reviews. And there is an interview video and her bio and more. And her heart is really just to set you free. So you can go to TheElephantGospel.com. There's a Mother's Day article at the top that will be encouraging to you. And this is a book that she's written just to encourage you, that if you've ever felt like I've done the unforgivable sin, or I can't be forgiven, or I've done too much and God doesn't like me anymore, this is a book that will help you to understand the genuineness of the gospel, that God is for you, not against you, that he has forgiven you. You are set free. You are clean. He has taken you, lifted you out of the pit, out of the miry clay, set your feet upon a rock, making your footsteps firm. And he loves you. He is for you. And this is good news. So Deborah, thank you so much for writing The Elephant Gospel, and thank you for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you want to help sponsor the podcast, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com.